Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had open phones for the full hour of the show yesterday. I was really glad that Susan Campbell Renault in Missoula called in because, she was telling us about this big event coming up on Sunday in Missoula, Montana, and not just in Missoula, but at the University Center Ballroom on the University of Montana campus. Donald Trump Jr. is not just visiting Missoula. He's going right to the heart of the University of Montana campus at the UC Ballroom. Some of the left-wing activists in Missoula, like failed congressional candidate Tom Winter, they're big champions of free speech. If you're harassing and threatening Jewish students on college campuses. But then all of a sudden, Donald Trump Jr. is coming to the University of Montana, and all of a sudden they're not that big on free speech anymore. They want the university to cancel an appearance by Donald Trump Jr. But Susan called in. This event is taking place Sunday. Apparently they still got some tickets available for it. You can get your tickets at mac-pack.com, mac-pack.com. So, Susan tells us apparently some tickets are still available. Her email is bluemountain@montana.com if you want to shoot her a note as well. But, Donald Trump Jr., along with Alex Brusewitz. Alex Brusewitz is going to be there with Donald Trump Jr. on Sunday as well. And I've gotten a chance to catch up with Alex Brusewitz before as well. He is the co-founder and CEO of X Strategies. But really, he is a young conservative, Make America Great Again freedom fighter. He's written a book about winning the social media war, how conservatives can fight back, reclaim the narrative, and turn the tides against the left. But anyway, he's very close to the Trump family, and so he's going to be there speaking on Sunday as well. So sounds like it's going to be a great event. But anyway, I was glad that Susan called in yesterday because she reminded me, man, that's right. I should reach out to Alex Brusewitz and see if he and or Donald Trump Jr. would want to join us on the show. So literally during the break, shot a quick message to Alex. Hey, you want to join us on Montana Talks? He said, yeah, when? And boom, there, just like that, we booked him. He'll be with us here in just a couple of minutes coming up after the break. And then, same day, different town, on the other side of the state, General Michael Flynn will be here in Montana. General Michael Flynn, he will be in Billings on Sunday night for a live, in-person Q&A session, and then the screening of the new Flynn movie documentary. And this movie is basically a gripping and revealing true film exploring the life of General Michael Flynn and the way that he was targeted by the anti-Trump deep state operatives back in Washington. General Flynn is going to be with us at 9:40 this morning. So a big lineup for you here. Quick break on Montana Talks. Alex Brusewitz with us right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's jump right into it. Alex Brusewitz is going to be here with Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula, Montana this Sunday. Alex, great to have you back on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. We're very much looking forward to coming out there.
Yeah, well, I graduated from the University of Montana, and, there were a lot of us, normal, everyday Montana kids, but it is also a hotbed of leftist extremists. So it could be some interesting times. I know some of the radical leftists have been trying to get the event canceled. They're big supporters of free speech if you're attacking MAGA supporters or Jewish students, but then they're not big fans of free speech if guys like you and Don Jr. show up.
Yeah, I'm not having tremendous luck with speeches in Montana. The first time we spoke, I was booked to give a speech there, and then they Ended up canceling me, and we almost had that situation happen again. I'm like, what's going on with Montana? But the event is going on, and it's going forward, and Don and I are very much looking forward to coming out. Montana is such an important state to the future of our country and which direction our country goes in this November. And so it's going to be a big state for us. And so I have a feeling a lot of MAGA allies are going to be coming in and out of that state over the next couple of months. And so I hope your viewers and listeners can turn out to as many events as possible.
What's your message going to be? I think you're going to be speaking in addition to Don Jr. What's your message going to be?
Well, my message is very simple. We have a country to save. President Trump needs allies in Congress and in the Senate, and Montana, you know, kind of holds the keys to which direction we're going. And my message will simply be: the great patriots of Montana, please fire John Tester from the Senate and send him to fat camp.
When you're very close to the Trump family. In fact, I think you're joining us from Palm Beach, Florida, right now from sunny South Florida, as the great Rush Limbaugh would always say from his Southern Command command post. You've gotten to know this family very up close and personal. What's it like just, you know, hanging out with the Trump family, especially given the battles that they're under right now? I mean, you know, Donald Trump, President Trump, I mean, this massive election interference, locking him up in a courtroom in New York City while Joe Biden gets to shuffle all around the country. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And it's an honor to be in the fight with this family and get to know them as well as I have. And what I'll tell you about them is that they love this country. And none of them need to be doing this. You know, President Trump doesn't need to be running for president. He never really had to run in the first place. He had a great life. You know, he's got beautiful homes all over the country, all over the world. The Trumps used to be able to go and, you know, rub shoulders with the quote-unquote elites and the celebrity class. And they gave all of that up because they love this country deeply. And they're going to stay in this fight for as long as it takes. And, you know, I know Donald Trump Jr., I was talking to President Trump about Don the other day, and President Trump said, that boy has my genes, and he has my fight, and he has my drive, and he has his love for country. And, you know, Don works harder than anybody I know out there on the campaign trail. He cares deeply about Montana, and he has a bone to pick with John Tester. So he's going to come out guns blazing towards John Tester, and we got to win that Senate seat, man. And it's so imperative to the future of our country. I don't know how John Tester can continue to fool and trick the people of Montana into thinking he's some sort of moderate. He's not. He's a far left nut. He votes with Biden 100% of the time. He just gave Alejandro Mayorkas a free pass for aiding and abetting the invasion that's happening at our border. And then he pretends to be tough on the border. He's not tough on the border. He is working with Joe Biden and the radical left to open our borders, allowing violent criminals to come into our country, rape and kill innocent Americans. And we can't stand for this anymore. And so we need Montana to turn out in big numbers in November for President Trump and down ballot Republicans.
You know, you talk about President Trump. I saw, or at least heard, the audio earlier this morning. The construction workers, the union workers, it was like he was at a Trump rally in the streets of New York, because the union workers love him. He loves them. And it's just amazing how the Democrats have abandoned working class men and women. And Donald Trump is standing up for them.
100%. And that's the difference between the old Republican Party and the new Republican Party. Ever since President Trump came down that golden escalator in 2015, he made a promise to the working class. He said that you are forgotten no longer. And the new Republican Party has become the champion of the working class. And you saw that in the streets today in New York City. And you see it all across America when President Trump has massive rallies in rural America. Working class Americans from all walks of life, they turn out to hear their president speak. And he's going to do very well. You know, President Trump keeps saying he's going to make a play for New York. You know, Lee Zeldin last year only lost New York by 1%. And look at all of the different things that have happened in New York over the last couple of years. They're doing $50 million for illegal, you know, a month or whatever it is, for illegal aliens to have food stamps and to have hotel rooms. and they're doing nothing to help the people of New York, the citizens of New York. It's the crime's out of control, violence is out of control, and well, I'll say this: the Democrats keeping President Trump in New York 4 days a week for the next couple of months for this trial will absolutely backfire. He's going to have a rally down the road in New Jersey where 50,000 people are supposed to come. And again, New Jersey was very close in the last gubernatorial election.
Wow.
And so,
do you think he could actually pull off New York? I mean, talk about a monumental shift that would be. But why wouldn't they turn on the Democrat Party? Open borders, what the illegals are doing to New York City, the crime, the attacking the Jewish students, and more. All right, hold that thought. Quick break.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got a few more minutes here. I checked in with Alex Brusewitz during the break. He can join us for a few more minutes, so we'll keep rolling with Alex. And then I think I can sneak in a couple of phone calls starting around 9:30 if you want to jump in on the conversation for a few minutes. 406-294-0970, and then we'll free up the phone lines because at 9:40, General Michael Flynn with us live on Montana Talks as well. Alex, I saw this book that you wrote, Winning the Social Media War, How Conservatives Can Fight Back, Reclaim the Narrative, and Turn the Tides Against the Left. This social media war, you know, and to me, this is also beyond even just a left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal discussion. It's just, how do everyday Americans fight back against? Because, you know, Twitter can be its own bubble. Facebook, obviously, they engineer their own bubble. They suppress content from people like you and me and the Babylon Bee. And so they create this false narrative with social media. So how do everyday Americans win the social media war?
Yeah, well, I wrote this book before Elon Musk actually bought X. I think he was rumored to be buying X, but that book came out months and months before he actually pulled the trigger on the deal. And, you know, we've been fighting against big tech for as long as I can remember. You know, I started my company in 2017, shortly after President Trump won the White House, and our focus was on helping conservatives manage and grow their social media accounts. And we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars on pages on Facebook and building them up. And then all of a sudden, Facebook just turns off our ability to, you know, engage with our audience and let our audience see our stuff. And so, you know, ultimately what needs to happen is we need the Republicans in office in Congress to engage in the social media war by using the power that they have to hold big tech accountable. And what I'm actually so troubled by right now is the fact that John Tester refused to work with President Trump when President Trump wanted a clean ban of TikTok, right? And then the Democrats get involved and they basically do this new ban that would give Biden the power to not only ban TikTok, but will be able to go after any website that they deem a national security threat. So in my belief, that means that Biden is not only going to ban TikTok, but he's going to go try to ban X. He's going to try to ban Truth. He's going to try to ban Rumble. And so, of course, Tester goes along with that because Tester doesn't support free speech and he supports anything the radical left wants to do. But meanwhile, you have Facebook actively interfering with, you know, I think there was a report that showed over 40 times did Facebook interfere in elections since 2008, and probably most notably when they censored the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020. But of course, Biden does nothing about that. And so we need Republicans in Congress to get tough when it comes to taking on Facebook and holding big tech companies accountable for engaging in anti-democracy practices by censoring conservative content and targeting conservative speech. We can't stand for that anymore. And so ultimately, it's not up to the little guy. It's up to people that we send to Washington, D.C. to get the job done.
Well, I fully believe that if they hold power after November, we see how dangerous things are becoming in this country right now, and the suppression of free speech, and, you know, against everyday folks, the targeting of peaceful pro-life protesters, the targeting and spying operations launched against Catholic churches. They, if they retain power, they will try to usher in a complete shutdown. I fully believe they will try to shut down talk radio because they can manipulate the algorithms with Google and Facebook and these other social media firms. But that's why they will try to shut down talk radio, because this is the one last shot that everyday people have to speak their minds and to be heard, uncensored, basically.
You're exactly right. And if they don't shut it down, what they're going to do is they're going to try to control it. I just saw something that George Soros bought one of the largest radio networks in the country. And you best believe that George Soros isn't going to allow voices like yours to be on his network. He's only going to have far left anti-American radicals talking through the airwaves on that. And so we need to protect and support great radio hosts and personalities like you. You're doing a great job. You know, everybody in Montana that cares about the country, they always talk about how Montana Talks is leading the way. And so thank you for what you're doing. You're going to play a big role in saving this state.
Well, we're so thankful for those radio stations and folks. Keep supporting your local radio stations, because it's so important. About a minute or so to go here, and then I know you got to run, Alex Brusewicz. He'll be here in Missoula with Donald Trump Jr. this Sunday. There's a lot of division within the Republican ranks and in the conservative ranks right now, and they just want to be fighting each other all the time. Talk about how important unity heading into November is, so that we keep our eye on the prize, which is getting Donald Trump back in the White House and taking the Senate back.
Well, we've had our primaries. That's what I'll say. We've had our primaries. That's when we can, that's when we should be infighting. That's when we should be jockeying for the future of our party. The MAGA movement has obviously dominated these primaries. President Trump and Trump allies have dominated the primaries. And it's on the rest of the Republican Party to kind of get on board, because if we don't, then we're going to be stuck with another 4 years of crazy policies from Joe Biden, the radical left, and we can't afford that. Our country cannot afford that. And so we need all people that love our country to get behind the Republican nominees, whether it's President Trump or Tim Sheehy or whoever they might be in your down ballot races. We need to come together as a party right now. And then we can start fighting again come January 2025 after we win and take control. But, this is how our process works. You have primaries, the voters decide, and then you're supposed to follow suit if you love your country. And so I'm very confident that President Trump will carry 99% of the Republican vote, but we want 100%. So we need everybody to come out for us. And I know President Trump is doing making great links to bring these people together. And I'm very confident that President Trump can unite this party and we can focus on crushing the Democrats in November.
All right, Alex Brusewicz, it's great to chat with you. And I know folks are looking forward to seeing you in Missoula on Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. See you guys soon. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. Let's jump into the phone lines now. In fact, first up on the phone lines, we've got Alan Ault from Missoula. And Alan, I understand you're one of the folks that's actually putting this event on Sunday featuring Donald Trump Jr. What did you want to share?
Yes, I am one of the people. Yeah, it's the Montana Association of Conservatives. And I'm really looking forward to talking face-to-face with Alex. And I'm sure he's going to have better luck giving a speech here in Missoula. And I really want to jump in on a couple of things that he said about social media. Here in Missoula, we have essentially been shunned by the local media. I've tried to do interviews with some of the TV stations. They don't return the calls. The Missoulian had one article, like six paragraphs on page six. It was on the 13th of April, said Don Jr. coming to Missoula. And then people, they want to buy tickets. You have to register. There's no hard tickets. And people are saying, well, how come it's not advertised? I don't see anything. Well, have you tried to do social media in Missoula?
So, well, and that goes back to Facebook. We'll suppress your stuff. I mean, the Babylon Bee has millions of followers on Facebook, and they'll post something and it will get no views at all. They say we'd have better luck tacking something to a fence post and we'd get more views than on Facebook because they completely suppress political speech from anybody that they disagree with. Alan, yeah. So you've still got tickets available for Sunday then?
Yes, we do, and it's you have to register. We still have some left, so they're going fast. So I advise people you log on to macpac.com, and you go in to purchase tickets, and it'll give you all the details of the event. Doors open at 1 o'clock at the University of Montana Ballroom.
All right.
That's a major milestone.
Well, Don Jr. is always fun. We saw him down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And tell him that he promised me he's going to meet us at the Jersey Lily in Ingemar before November, too. So hopefully that'll be one of the next events that we have coming up. All right, Alan, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Let's sneak in another call here. We've got Rory. I think Rory is in Great Falls, if I remember right, with the Bleeding Soldiers Facebook page. Rory, what did you want to share this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. We had that big event up here at the VFW, had a good turnout, talked a lot of these vets, but, you know, just like you were just saying with the gentleman before with the media, they were not allowing us to extend it out to the KFBB Channel 5 or the KRTV. And then turn around, we literally had to start putting posters on locations inside of Great Falls trying to get the word out with these veterans. And they're still not getting the recognition for being hurt in the line of duty. You know, that's something that we can ask Aaron Flynn. You know, all the stuff that's not being produced on the social media. You know, when we protested every Thursday in front of John Tester's office for 3 years here in Great Falls, not once did they help us.
No media coverage. But if a bunch of rainbow-haired environmental activists showed up in front of Steve Dane's office tomorrow, there'd be wall-to-wall media coverage of that protest, wouldn't there?
Yeah, they'd be all over it.
Yeah.
I mean, they would not stop. And that's what I'm getting at, is it's not a fair shake. It's not happening up here in the northern part of Montana. These veterans need to wake up and understand that Trump is going to be in Missoula, and he's got people that are representing him. And they need to get the word out. And if we have to use Aaron Flynn, we got to do this. We got to do this.
Well, that's why we like keeping the phone lines open. Because, you know, hey, not every outlet can't cover everything. But hey, sometimes we're gonna miss something. But then, hey, if people can call in, let us know. Or they can message us on our Montana Talks app. You name it. Rory, thanks for what you do. Thanks for calling in. I wanted to get to more callers, but you can hear the music rolling. I got to take a quick break. And then, speaking of veterans, we got a great one coming up right after this. General Michael Flynn, he was the national security advisor for President Donald Trump. You saw how he was treated. He's joining us live right after this.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
This week, USDA released the crop progress report, and nationally, the winter wheat condition rating was 50% good to excellent and 16% poor to very poor. Montana's condition rating's a bit better than the national average, with 52% of the winter wheat rated good to excellent, 43% fair, and just 5% rated poor. As for the spring wheat planting, USDA reports Montana's planting pace at 7%. That's 3 percentage points behind the 5-year average of 10%. As we look to our local livestock markets, yesterday at the public auction yards, Billings, Montana, over 1,600 head of cattle marketed, 1,000 head of that being feeder cattle. Prices for the 534-weight average steer saw a price of $3.35. 632-weight steers priced at $3.06. As for heifers going through the ring, 572-weight heifers were priced at $2.83, while the heavier 787-weight heifers, $2.39. Slaughter cow prices also ranged anywhere from $1 to $1.43. Slaughter bulls coming in $1.12 up to $1.53. I'm Lane Northlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I think I spent about the entirety of that little break there looking for an old tweet, an old post via X.com. So it was back on April 2nd, I shared a story on our Montana Talks website. I shared a story on our Montana Talks website, and then I said this via X. We got the chance to catch up with General Michael Flynn Tuesday morning. He once headed up the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, and served as National Security Advisor to President Trump. He'll be in Billings, Montana, April 28th. That is also this Sunday. So I know, people, man, if you're in Bozeman, you're like, do I go west? Do I go east? You got Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula on Sunday, and then Sunday night, you've got General Michael Flynn in Billings. But anyway, there was somebody that commented on that post that I shared via X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And he says, what I would give to ask him one question. And then I look at the name and I'm like, wait a minute. I think that's my gunner from Iraq. And so I sent him a direct message and I was like, yeah, that's him. I was like, holy cow, how cool is that? And so, yeah, it was my gunner from Iraq. He was my gunner when I got hit by our first IED in Ramadi, Iraq, and he got banged up. And what a great guy, though. He's out in Pennsylvania, but he says, what I would give to ask him one question. And, you know, because he's a big fan of General Michael Flynn. And so then I said, well, what would your one question be if you had one question for him? And, you know, we were really undermanned in Ramadi, Iraq. I mean, I had a platoon full of soldiers, and we had a massive chunk of terrain. First off, hey, Travis, let me know if you shot an email to General Flynn's staff just to make sure that he's given us a call, that he's got the studio number here, just to make sure they weren't expecting us to call him, if you don't mind, since I'm yapping right now, or I would send the message myself. Yeah, especially since it looks like our phone lines are freeing up. We are supposed to have General Michael Flynn with us here in just a second. But, yeah, Travis, you can check in with his team, make sure that he's calling in. We might have gotten cross wires on, you know, time zones, et cetera. But anyway, so this was his one question. And this was the guy who was one of my gunners in Iraq, in our Humvee. He says, were we, the American troops, intentionally kept undermanned throughout the 20 years of war? As I get older, it seems I have more questions than answers. Anyway, I thought that was just a very good question from a great guy that I had the honor of serving with and serving alongside in a nasty place like Ramadi, Iraq back in the day. General Michael Flynn, he is doing a live Q&A session and then a screening of his new Flynn movie documentary coming up Sunday night. And he told me when I caught up with him earlier this month, I shared a little bit of the audio with you here and then had the full audio on our Montana Talks website. He shared with me how, you know, he was so deliberately targeted. This whole effort to take down Donald Trump, the coup attempt, or some of you would say the successful coup to take Donald Trump out of the White House, you know, this deep state operation, you had, you know, Obama administration holdovers embedded in our government that were deliberately undermining the president of the United States. And not only were they targeting Trump, they were targeting everybody on Trump's team, including General Michael Flynn. I mean, think about it. This guy had an incredibly distinguished career. He was... You don't get to become a general at his level, the head of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, without being severely vetted, significantly vetted. But look at the way they went after him. Look at the way he was set up. Look at the way they targeted him. And then of course, I mean, I think he was trying to play the role of the good soldier and did the salute and then stepped down, et cetera. But it's absolutely a national disgrace what they did to General Flynn. But he was telling me the last time I caught up with him, there is stuff that's in this film that he's been holding on to, that he hasn't talked about ever before, that they have that they have now in this Flynn movie documentary. So anyway, we'll see. Hopefully we'll get a phone call from him here in just a second. But in the meantime, we've got some callers on the line, so let's just jump right into the phone lines here. Lucas Schubert in Kalispell. Lucas, good to hear from you.
Hey, yeah, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me on. So what I wanted to talk about was just kind of what Alex was saying with the big tech issue. You know, these big tech companies, they are very clearly censoring conservative content. And the thing is, they try to have it both ways. And you are in radio, so I'm sure that you're pretty aware of how this works, but you have two delineations, either a platform or a publisher. And currently, big tech, Meta, they have it both ways, where they have the liability of a platform, which means basically no liability, but they get the ability to censor and to edit their content like a publisher.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, hey, you know, Montana did the right thing banning TikTok. First state in the nation to ban TikTok, but you watch. Look at how they're slow walking this TikTok ban. I mean, the communist Chinese have almost a year to figure it out. I mean, give me a break. They're much harder on American citizens than they are on the communist Chinese and TikTok, aren't they? It's just crazy. All right, Lucas, sorry to cut that short, but I see we now have General Michael Flynn on the phone lines with us once again here on Montana Talks. General Flynn, hey, I'll tell you what, excited to see you in Billings, Montana, Sunday night. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate what we're doing here. We're going around the country, 35 cities. We just finished up in Bow, Washington. We're heading to Spokane, then Meridian, and then up to Billings. So we're really excited to come into Billings here in another couple of days. We've had great, great turnout. The name of the movie is Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And people can go to flynnmovie.com for tickets. And we have a great show, great event. We show up, doors open, I think, at 5 o'clock. And the movie starts at 6:30. And we stay there all night with the folks. We, you know, interact, take some photos. We, you know, have a Q&A prior with the VIPs. And then we stay with the whole audience after to do a Q&A. And it's a really good event. It's a lot of fun. The movie's a terrific movie. It's still number one on Amazon of all DVDs that sold on Amazon. People can also stream it live now. As of this past Tuesday, you can stream it on Salem, on Apple iTunes, YouTube. So very excited to get this very historically important film and story out into the wider audience. So a couple more days we'll be in Billings. I have not been to Billings before, so this is my first trip, so I'm really looking forward to a great visit with the wonderful folks up there, and hopefully we can get a chance to meet you guys as well, and maybe do a live in-person interview.
Well, I'll be there, I'm looking forward to getting a chance to meet you in person. I know I've had friends that served with you and got to know you, and they say they can't say enough good things about you. That's why, you know, here in Montana, we've got over 100,000 veterans. And then how many family members on top of that? And so many of our fellow veterans are absolutely disgusted. It's a national disgrace the way you were treated. And now we see the people that threw you under the bus, what they are doing to cause all this destruction in this country. It's almost as if it's deliberate, huh?
Yeah, it really feels that way. I mean, you know, so for your audience, I'm listening right now to the argument in the Supreme Court. So we're, you know, it's kind of what I do for entertainment. So as we're driving to Spokane this morning on a busy highway, I'm listening to the Supreme Court argument with the Department of Justice on presidential immunity. And, you know, I tell you, and I said this last night, and I've said this throughout our journey across the country, that the people that came after me are the exact same people that are going after Trump in all these cases. I mean, they just shuffle each other around as the attorneys, these prosecutors from the Department of Justice down into districts in cities, New York in particular. We know now from the case of the classified evidence case or whatever, classified information case down in the court of Miami, that we now know that the White House was in direct communications with the prosecutor dealing with this case. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. unprecedented. In this movie, Flynn delivered the truth, whatever the cost. One of the parts that I walked through is I walked through this incredible level of persecution. And a lot of people say to me when they meet me, they go, I'm so sorry for what you had to go through. And I say to them, look, I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm not one of those types that does that. What I feel bad for is that the country had to go through this.
And is still going through it.
Oh, no, listening to the arguments right at Supreme Court arguments right now.
Hold that thought. General Flynn, I got to take a quick break. Hold that thought. I want to hear more. Stand by. This is our shortest break of the hour. Stand by. Back right after this.
Yo. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Such an important point that General Flynn was making there as we had to go to that break. It's not what they did to me. It's what they're doing to our country. General Flynn, that's exactly the thought that was going through my mind. When we see what they're doing to Trump, when we see what they did to you, look, we see what they're doing to Montana. We see what they're doing to our ranchers. We see what they're doing to our timber industry. We have seen this here in the Rocky Mountain West play out for decades now, the way the deep state will target us and target our industries.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of sort of Americanism is the ability to be innovative, you know, as independently minded, freedom-loving people, right? I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, that's maybe the essence of, you know, of a quick definition of what that is. You know, the idea of patriotism. I mean, Christ being, using the word patriot, we got chastised here in Washington State for using that word in a place that we stopped at. Seriously, it was like it was a bad word. But the people that we were with last night didn't feel that way. The people that we were with last night here, at what's called the Cowboy Church, they had over 500 people show up, and they were just blown away by the movie and blown away by the conversations that we had. And we're planning on doing the same thing in Billings. But, you know, when they came after me early on, even before I went into the White House, they did it in a way that, like, just abusing, weaponizing the, not just the justice system, but the entire intelligence community, the weaponization of that. The weaponization of the federal government, clearly of our Justice Department, of the FBI, they did that because they knew if I had stayed in the White House around Trump, and it wasn't just the previous administration, although they're the ones that got the ball rolling. It really was people inside of the White House as well that were in the close inner circle to President Trump. And I talk about that in the movie, so I'll sort of tease that there because there's some very important things that I think that people need to understand about the way my demise inside the White House occurred. And it's a very fascinating part of the story. And it's because of this sort of uniparty, we call it in Washington, D.C., the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening to the Supreme Court case this morning as we're going heading east now to Meridian. We're going to Meridian. Spokane and then Meridian, Idaho tomorrow and heading to Billings here in a couple of days. As I listen to this case, I'm struck by this sort of like argument that really goes over the heads of most of the American people. But when you listen to it and you think, you just use good God-given common sense that people from Montana have in abundance, it's like, well, wait a second. This just doesn't feel right. I mean, how can this be that what they did to me, and I lay out in this film, was so egregious. Now they have, what, 91 felony counts against a former president? I mean, that's more than a Jack the Ripper or a Jesse James or, you know, I mean, this is insane. And Americans get it. The American people get it. And that's why, you know, and that's why all the people are just standing there going, wait a second. We're not going to give up on this guy because this guy's not giving up on America. He has given up everything. Now I'm talking about Trump. You know, I mean, I could have gotten out of the Army and after 33 years, 5 of those years in combat, and just said, the hell with it, I'm going to go fly fishing in Montana, which I wish I could do, you know, and just take it easy, right? And go, you know, get my golf game better or go surfing, which I love to do. But, you know, I continue to say, no, our country's going in the wrong direction. I'm going to go serve once again. And I talk about this in the film, you know, sort of why me? Why did they go after me? And it's a really fascinating story because when you look at it, and I can say universally, the people that have attended these and the feedback we're getting from those that, you know, that people that I know that bought a DVD and they watched it at home and they showed it to other friends, it's like, oh my God, Glenn, you know, we're all experiencing the same thing right now. And it's not, we are experiencing it through the trials of Donald J. Trump. We're experiencing it through the trials of people around us that the federal government is coming after us and stopping us from being able to just be American citizens and leveraging our rights that we still have that are very fragile right now, folks. And that's the message. The message inside of this movie, really, as we get to the end, and my sister, one of my sister's people will meet many members of my family. I have 9 brothers and sisters in this film. Fascinating strength that this Irish family, you know, Flynn's, right? We fight like a Flynn, the phrase we use. You know, the big message is that, look, we can drive this, you know, if we, the Flynn's, can drive this darkness out of our lives, and we did because we decided we were going to fight back, then America can drive this darkness out of our country. And we're going to need to do that, folks. We're going to need to do that through people getting involved. And I use the phrase local action has a national impact. Get involved in your communities like you've never been involved in before. I'm meeting people all across this country who have run for school board, they're running for, you know, town committee, they're running for election board commissioner, they're getting behind a congressional, you know, a new congressional person. They're getting behind veterans. I love to see more and more veterans run for political office because I think that they have been trained as leaders. We need more leaders who want to make a difference instead of politicians who just want to stuff their pockets. Sorry to all those politicians out there that think that they're not doing
that. That's right. Well, General, I know there's ranchers in Phillips County, Montana, that know exactly what you're talking about. They see a federal government that gives perks to these foreign-funded outfits that are trying to kick them off of their own land. So, General Flynn, I apologize for interrupting you. We're out of time, but I can't wait to see you Sunday night. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Outstanding. Thank you. God bless you guys, and see you in Billings, Montana, here on Sunday, April 28th.
You as well, General. Safe travels. Godspeed. Thanks.
Yep, thank you. Bye.